Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
You've reached the right place. A destination called Soul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul. A mixed stew of soul music. And we are celebrating on a bowl of soul in the new year. Tom Bell, legendary American singer, songwriter, record producer, arranger, pianist, and composers, and he is known as one of the creators of the Philadelphia soul sound in the 1970s. I want to wish all of you a happy 2023.
Woo! Hey, this is Laura Rain from Laura Rain and the Caesars, Detroit. You are listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music with your host, Professor T. Love.
Many guys have come to you with a line that wasn't true, and you passed them by.
Passed them. Let me try.
Now I don't wear a diamond ring. I don't even know a song to sing. All I know is la 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 la. I love you.
Oh, baby, please now.
La 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 la.
That I needed in this world, you are the one for me.
One for me.
Let me hold you in my arms, girl, and thrill you with my charms. I'm sure you will see.
You will see.
The things I say are true.
You know, these are songs that stand the test of time. La 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 means I love you. And, you know, this was a big hit for Tom Bell. And he wrote this song with William Hart, who we also lost last year, a few months before Tom Bell died. And Thomas Randolph Bell, he was born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, in January 26, 1943, and he passed away in Bellingham, Washington, at the age of 79 on December 22, 2022. And, you know, his father was from Portsmouth, Virginia, and his mother was born in Baltimore. And he has Jamaican heritage. His grandparents, his maternal grandfather, was born in Kingston, Jamaica. But Tom Bell was a classically trained musician, and he sang as a teenager with Kenny Gamble. And who of Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff that created Philadelphia International Records. And he also sang as a teenager with Leon Huff. And they say Daryl Hall of Hall & Oates fame. And he burst upon the soul music scene working for Cameo Records, where he worked as a session player and an arranger. And he was introduced to the Delphonics. And he produced some singles for them on a subsidiary label. But then Bell's style, where he showed his production talents, helped the group, the Delphonics, to propel into the stratosphere on the Philly Groove label. And of what you just heard, La 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 means I love you. Now here's another song that set the world on fire and was nominated for a Grammy Award in 1970. You heard this song in Jackie Brown. This song is still a dope jam, slow jam. Didn't I blow your mind this time? And this is A Bowl of Soul.
So again, I walked into the room with no expectations, just to stun on everybody. And here I am at A Bowl of Soul with Professor T. Love.
Did not blow your mind this time.
Song is still hot. That's a fierce song. And you know, this song written by Tom Bell and William Hart, it was nominated it won Grammy Award for Best R&B Vocal Performance by a Duo or Group. This song was released December 1969. It was recorded in November 1969. But it also became a stellar hit in 1970. The song was number 3 hit on the Billboard R&B Singles Chart and number 10 on the Billboard Pop Chart in 1970. It's just something about the layered strings and horns, which is symptomatic of the Philadelphia soul sound. You'll hear the lush strings. And it's just a bad love slow jam. Woo! Didn't I blow your mind this time, which was written by Tom Bell and William Hart, Pooji Hart, and producer Tom Bell. Coming up next, this song was sampled by the Fugees, but this song still was hot. Ready or not, here I come, you can't hide. Again, another hit from the Delphonics, produced and written with Pooji Hart, Will Hart, Tom Bell, right here on A Bowl of Soul. From the Delphonics, and this song again was written by Tom Bell and Pooji Hart and produced by Tom Bell and Stan Watson. This song was sampled. Well, first of all, the Jackson 5 did a nice cover of this song in 1970 on their third called the third album. And the Jackson 5 have said the group that influenced them was the Delfonics. And, of course, there was a song that was covered by Johnny Osborne in 1973. I think that's reggae on the album called Big Shot. Then the Fugees in 1996 used the song in their single called Ready or Not. And the song was a top 10 hit in many countries. And Missy Elliott did it on her song called Sock It To Me. And Dre used it on Forgot About Dre. Then the 3-6 Mafia used it in 2000 on Who Run It. And then T.I. sampled the song in Get Loose featuring Nelly. This song has been drafted, let's put it this way. And I'm sure that this song itself generated a lot of royalties for Tom Bell and Pooja Hart. We celebrate Tom Bell right here on Ebola Soul. And that song was released on October 22nd, 1968 on the Philly Groove record label. And it peaked at number 35 on the U.S. pop chart and number 14 on the U.S. R&B chart. And it was off the album, The Sound of Sexy Soul. Coming up next, this song I love. I just love the Delfonics. I like the material, I like how the songs were written. And they, like I said, these songs that Tom Bell produced and wrote stand the test of time. Trying to make a fool of me. You keep trying. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hey, this is Kanya Dawson. I'm hanging out with Professor T. Love on A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Tom Bell, with the Delphonics talking about Trying to Make a Fool of Me, which was number 8 on the R&B charts. It was off of the self-titled album, the Delphonics, in 1970, and it was number 40 on the U.S. R&B chart. And those hits really was a great way for Tom Bell to wet his feet, and then he moved on from the Delphonics to the Stylistics. And they were on the AFCO record label, and he teamed up with his songwriting partner, Philadelphia-born songwriter Linda Creed. And it was with this partnership, along with Russell Tompkins, who was the lead singer of the Stylistics, they generated 3 albums full of memorable tracks. Right here on A Bowl of Soul, one of my favorite Stylistic songs, You Are Everything, and Everything Is You. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul. I thought it was you. As she turned the corner, I called up your name. I felt so ashamed. It wasn't you. Wasn't you.
Produced by Tom Bell. This R&B ballad was the 6th track from the Stylistics' 1971 debut self-titled album, and it was released as a single in 1971 and reached number 9 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 chart, and it climbed to number 10 on the Billboard R&B chart. This song earned the Stylistics a gold disc because it sold over 1 million copies globally. And it was presented by the Recording Industry Academy Arts and Sciences on January 3rd, 1972, giving you some solid Philadelphia soul from the Stylistics. And coming up next, another killer song that to me is off the chain. They were on a roll with the stylistics, and it's called Break Up to Make Up. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
With you now, tell me why I never seem to make you happy, though heaven knows I try. What does it take to please you? Tell me just how I can satisfy your woman.
That's a game for a fool. Love the lyrics. Very simple. And you feel that because that's what happens when people break up. They make up, you know, do silliness. But this song was also a million seller. And it was the Stylistics' fourth million seller. And this song came out in 1973. And it was number 5 on the U.S. Billboard chart. It was tied. It was number 5 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 and was number 5 on the R&B Billboard chart. And the song was not only written by Tom Bell and Linda Creed, also Kenny Gamble. Yes, Mr. Kenny Gamble. And you know what? You need to know why You need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul.
This song was produced by Tom Bell, talking about I'm Doing Fine. And the song peaked at number 17 on the Billboard Hot 100 and number 14 on the Hot Soul Singles chart and number 8 on the Adult Contemporary chart. The song was released in February 23rd, 1973, and this was also co-written with Sherman Marshall, and produced by Tom Bell, and was recorded at Sigma Sound Studios. You know, we just lost the legendary engineer Joe Tarsha, and he was the owner of Sigma Sound Studios in Philadelphia. And we celebrating the great Mr. Tom Bell. And, you know, he had the pleasure of working with the legendary pop singer, Mr. Johnny Mathis. He wrote this song for Johnny Mathis, which was also sung, a good version was sung by Teddy Pendergrass. Right here on A Bowl of Soul, celebrating the legendary Tom Bell, Life is a Song Worth Singing. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Woo!
This is your man D Folks, and y'all are checking out A Bowl of Soul with one of the hottest DJs in the land, Professor T Love.
Mm-hmm.
With the great Johnny Mathis talking about Life Is a Song Worth Singing. There's an album that Tom Bell produced with Johnny Mathis around 1973. Because, you know, Tom Bell was on fire around this time. And, you know, Tom Bell was responsible for resuscitating. I wouldn't say resuscitate. He gave the Spinners their opportunity to shine. Because as you know, in 1972, Tom Bell agreed to produce the Spinners for Atlantic Records. And the group had been with Motown Records for a long time. And they had some minor hits. But they left Motown because, you know, Motown system would lock you into a 7-year contract. But, you know, one of their big hits they did have was a song written by Stevie Wonder called It's a Shame, but that's about it. But when they got with Tom Bell, they were on fire. And that successful collaboration with Tom Bell lasted for 7 years and 8 albums. And the group produced 5 gold albums. We celebrate Tom Bell, what he's done, his songwriting, and we celebrate the Spinners because I really was happy for the Spinners because they put out some good albums in the 70s with Tom Bell, right here on A Bowl of Soul, one of Tom Bell's produced singles, I'll Be Around. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
That was a million. It sold more than a million copies for the Spinners. The song was co-written by Tom Bell and Phil Hurt, and it was produced by Tom Bell. And the Spinners cut this single at Sigma Sound Studios. Oh, my God. They were on fire, backed by MFSB. Woo! This song, number one on the U.S. R&B chart, and the group's first number one on the R&B chart and reached number three on the U.S. pop chart. Wow. And, you know, I get excited about the Spinners because I'm going to tell you, if Tom Bell didn't help them, they would have just languished, meaning that they had their career at Motown and that would have been it. But I'm so glad they got an opportunity to shine. Love it. Norman Harris played on this song. Oh, my God. Larry Washington, MFSB horns. Then you had the background singers, the ladies of Sigma Sound, and Bobby Smith just took it home. I'll be around. Coming up next, another song that was written by Tom Bell and produced by Tom Bell, Ghetto Child. From the Spinners, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
Yeah. was sick and tired living in a town filled with narrow minds. And hey, they used to laugh at me. Their children called me names. I would run and hide, feeling so ashamed just for being born. I was just a boy punished for a crime that was not mine. Fairy tale are born and sold by those who can well afford. Time to make believe childhood dreams can still come true. So I've been wondering, traveling all around, guess it ain't my style to live in just one town. Still I'll never know why a child is blamed, ridiculed and shamed. We're all
a hard-hitting song. Life is not easy for a ghetto child. And, you know, they use the word ghetto, but it really is black child. And, you know, that song is still relevant today. This song was recorded in 1973 by the Spinners, which was written by Tom Bell and Linda Creed and produced by Tom Bell and recorded at Philly's Sigma Sound Studios with the house band MFSB. Song is still a hard-hitting song, and you hear the interchange between three main leads, Bobby Smith, Felipe Wynn, and Henry Pambro. And the song did very well. This song was peaked at number 4 on the R&B chart, and it was the Spinners' 5th hit at Atlantic Records and number 29 on the Billboard Pop Singles chart. Life is not easy for a ghetto child. Coming up next, the Spinners teamed up with the legendary Miss Dionne Warwick. And prior to that, Dionne Warwick was on Warner Brothers Records. And, you know, after her career with Burt Bacharach and Hal David, she started singing R&B. And this song, which was produced by Tom Bell, became a hit for the Spinners and Dionne Warwick. Talking about Then Came You. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Yeah.
Song. I love it. You know, this song was a hit for both of them. It was number one on the pop charts and number two on the R&B charts. And it was probably another million seller for Dionne Warwick. It was really her highest charting R&B single at the time. And it was nominated for a Grammy. And this song was on fire for both groups. The song was released on July 13th, 1974. It was written by Sherman Marshall and Philip Pugh, but it was produced by Tom Bell. I'm going to leave you with another cut because Dionne Warwick did sing on a couple of sides with the Spinners. This song is a classic. This is off the album called Pick of the Litter, called Just As Long As We Have Love. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Mm-hmm. mink coats and diamonds by the score. But the things we have, no man could ever take it. Just the two of us, now who could ask for more? We may not have a penny stashed away. No one knows what tomorrow brings. But as long as I have you, there's no mistaking that the world is ours to do most anything. Baby, just as long as we have love, two shoulders we can lean on.
Show the world when two hearts beat together. We don't even need to know the time of day. Let other people keep their wealth and fame. Fine clothes and fancy diamond rings. There's no price to pay. Between us, we can share the world, 'cause we have everything.
Baby, just as long as we have love, two shoulders we can lean on. If we fall, baby, just as long as we have love.
That's a beautiful song. I love that song. Make sure you check out the discography. That song was produced by Tom Bell, and that was off the album Pick of the Litter, which was released in August of 1975. Make sure you check out Tom Bell's discography, his work with the Delphonics, his work with the Stylistics, his work with Johnny Mathis. He did two albums with Johnny Mathis. His work with the Spinners. He did some beautiful, beautiful albums. Lead singer, Felipe Wynn, Henry Fambro, Bobby Smith. I mean, I love that he gave the Spinners a second life. I love that. That's why it doesn't matter when it happens. When it happens, it's beautiful. You know, he worked with Dionne Warwick. He did some albums with Dionne Warwick. Make sure you celebrate this man. He's also has worked with Jerry Butler, Archie Bell and the Drells, the OJs, Dusty Springfield. You know, he's arranged the OJs Backstabbers on Gamble and Huff's own record label, Philly International Records. And he joined Gamble and Huff in setting up the music publishing company for this song's Mighty 3 Music. Make sure you check out the Stylistics. He's worked with Billy Paul, Ronnie Dyson, Little Anthony, and the Imperials. He's worked with Denise Williams. He helped her get a number one R&B hit with a remake of The Roylettes. It's going to take a miracle. He also worked with James Ingram, I Don't Have the Heart. He's worked with Elton John, Mama Can't Buy You Love. That's a hot song. Okay, and Elton John was backed up by the Spinners. Okay, but he also worked with the Temptations, Phyllis Hyman, Dee Dee Bridgewater. The list goes on and on and on. And we celebrate Mr. Tom Bell, who passed away on December 22nd, 2022. We'll miss him, but his work, he's left behind a stellar background of work. And also, we lost Wilbert Hart. William Pugy Hart. He also passed away last year as well. And he passed away on July 14, 2022. So make sure you check out this legend, Mr. Tom Bell. Make sure you tune in to the Ebola Soul Radio Network from Sunday to Saturday, where we got a stellar lineup, music, smooth jazz, gospel, house music, you name it. It's on Ebola Soul. We got Southern Soul and Blues. I'm going to give a shout out to Rhythm Gold Radio for carrying Ebola Soul, and DPS Radio in Columbus, Ohio, and 105 Jam the Basement in Las Vegas, Nevada for carrying Ebola Soul, and Legend 107 Radio with the legendary Mr. Melvin Jordan, who I consider a mentor in this business. You can catch up with Ebola Soul by emailing me at EbolaSoul@gmail.com. Follow my Facebook page, Ebola Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. You can follow me on Twitter at Ebola of Soul. Make sure you follow me on Instagram. Just look for PROFT Love, and you can support Ebola Soul by buying some merch. You can get a t-shirt, mug, fanny pack. Just go to tinyurl.com/EbolaSoul t-shirt. And also, you can buy me a cup of coffee. That would be nice. Buy Professor T Love a cup of coffee. Just go to buymeacoffee.com/EbolaSoul. And if you want to support Ebola Soul, you can Cash App, $EbolaSoul, or Venmo Ebola of Soul. This is Professor T Love. I'm looking forward to a bright new year, 2023. As you can see, you know, the shenanigans are going on in the House of Representatives, where Kevin McCarthy has been canceled, last I checked, 11 times. He's going for a 12th go round, you know. But anyway, you see it's starting off with a bang already. But like I said, serve the people. Serve the people. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not about your shenanigans. It's about the people of the United States, whether they're Democrat or Republican. Tune in next week. We're going to bring you something beautiful with some new R&B for 2023. This is Professor T Love, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.